You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
If you don't feel close to God, the question is, who has moved, you or God?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, our Father, Almighty, Creator of the world, Redeemer of all mankind, help us to understand you as we come to understand and trust your Son, Jesus Christ. By the power of your Holy Spirit, give us faith to believe in you, God, our Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth. For the sake of your Son and our Savior, Jesus, give us faith. Amen. How do you feel about God? I'm not asking you what you know about him, but how do you feel toward God? The Apostles' Creed is a personal expression of how early Christians felt toward God. It says, I believe in God, the Father Almighty. People who talk that way are not making up something out of whole cloth. That's the way believers have talked ever since the days of Abram, who at the age of 99 received this message from God. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. We are told Abram fell on his face and God talked with him. That comes from the first book in the Bible. It's the same story in the last book of the Bible. There we have John on the island of Patmos receiving the same message from Jesus Christ, whom John described as the faithful witness, first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. Jesus Christ said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. The Creed is not just a dull response to the good news of God and of Jesus Christ. It comes across with warm feeling and with personal confidence. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. As I read the Scriptures, the Word of God, he is not just a vague force or powerful influence out there somewhere. He's God, with a personality all his own. He is almighty, with power beyond imagination. He thinks and he feels. His anger flashes, and his heart runs over with pity toward people who ignore him, defy him, and rebel against him. He is God the Father Almighty. If you don't feel close to God, the question is, who has moved, you or God? I've noticed that when things go wrong, people often feel angry, not at themselves, but at God. He is responsible. If someone drives too fast and dies in the flaming wreckage of his car, he must somehow be blamed when the bitterness of people flows over and causes them to do things we would not expect anyone in his right mind to do. It's an instinctive reaction, even for people who otherwise never give a thought to God. You sense the reality of God, if not his presence, in that first swift reaction which betrays a universal human awareness, though often concealed, that he really exists. The Bible talks about this hostility toward God as a fact of everyday life, apparent not only in the curses of outspoken enemies of God, but also in the respectful insistence of others who piously insist on going their own way instead of his way. The natural mindset of man, says the scripture, is enmity toward God. Here you have an expression of friendship toward God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Obviously, something has happened to overcome that old enmity, that hard-bitten hostility, that inveterate bitterness toward God. That something is Jesus Christ himself. There is much injustice in our world, and we see it all around us. There is much suffering, even on the part of the innocent. There is much in life that puzzles us all. At times, the whole thing makes little or no sense. In your life, as well as in mine, things happen that seem unfair. How can we be sure that there is a personal God who really cares? The only answer I know to that question is Jesus Christ. He is God's answer to that most searching of all questions, does God care? I personally accept the answer of God in Jesus Christ. You can accept it too. It's for you as much as it is for me. God's answer is in a baby lying in a smelly stable. It's not the way I would have done it, but it's the way he does things. He's God. That boy grew up to be that man, the noblest and the best. Yet he died in disgrace, executed as a common criminal. That isn't the way I would have done things, but it's the way he does them. He is God. Our Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. And with that punishment inflicted on him, we are healed. I can't remember a time when it's been so difficult to believe almost everything you hear. The whole world is affected by a credibility crisis. We don't know whom to believe. You may wonder whether you can believe me. Maybe I've got something I want to put over on you. You put up the bars of resistance to what you think I'm going to say. Believe me, I've got something very simple and straightforward to say, and not very much time to say it in. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Don't expect me to argue you into that faith with compelling logic you can't resist. I know it can't be done. I don't have to convince you that there is a God, but you can successfully resist having faith in him. You can do that if you want to. The question is, do you want to? If you have listened this far, God himself is talking to you right now. Forget about me and listen to him. His language is unmistakable. The great God, who in times past spoke to our fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken his ultimate word to the world in his Son, who when he had by himself purged our sins, was set down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Jesus Christ is God talking and acting. This is the way he does things. The all-powerful God loves. He loves you. That's what he says to you in Jesus Christ. That's what he is in Jesus Christ. His Son, the apple of his eye, died for the sins of the world. That means me and it means you. He died our death and paid our price. That's simple language. Brutally straightforward, telling the greatest and most profound story ever told. God loves. It's all very personal. In Jesus Christ, God acted personally, and you have to believe in him personally. Nothing can take the place of personal faith in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Faith in God is a choice. It's a choice between God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all the other gods that arise to claim our allegiance. To people who were not sure what they believed or where their worship should be directed, Elijah issued this challenge. How long will you go limping with two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. It's as plain and simple as that even today, except that there may be a lot more Baals around to allure people with their seductive appeals. God showed his presence and power that day by sending, as we say, fire from heaven. When it was all over, people fell on their faces and cried out, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Immediately the question arises, why doesn't God show His power so that we can believe? If God would only do something, something unmistakable, then we could be sure. I can understand that feeling. I have it myself sometimes. It brings me face to face with the great event in our own history, which is Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ is real, as He is, then the love of God is real too, and He will disclose His purpose in His own good time. Jesus Christ is the proof of God's good intentions, of His gracious will, of His eternal and saving purpose. The proof of God's existence is all around you. He is the maker of heaven and earth. He made this lucid order of the universe, and He sustains it. He gives the miracle of birth. His are the seasons, the pastures and the fields, the grain that grows upon them, and the herds that inhabit them. The proof of God's love is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. Forgiveness is His to give for the sake of Jesus Christ, His Son, our Lord. His good and gracious will has its way in heaven as it does in earth. That's true, whether you believe it or not. Believe and you pray. Your will be done among us as it is done in heaven and in earth. I pray that prayer not just because Jesus Christ gave it, but because He makes it true. Jesus Christ shows us God. He is God. Jesus Christ is God's Son and our Lord. Martin Luther explained this first article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. He could have begun by saying, I believe that God made the earth, the planets, the sun, the billions of stars in the galaxies, and He also made me. Instead, he began the other way around. I believe that God has made me and all creatures. He has given me eyes, ears, and all my senses. Also clothing and shoes, house and home, wife and children, fields and cattle, and all the wonderful things He has installed in this world of ours. The point is that God not only made us, but cares for us. How do I know that God cares? I know because of Jesus Christ. If you wanted to know the name of a good doctor, I suppose I could give you one. If you wanted to know the name of a good auto mechanic, I could give you that too. But I've got something more important to tell you. There's greater good news than that. I share it with you, the secret of the universe, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I believe in Him, and because of Him, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. There's nothing special about me. You can believe it too. You can believe in exactly the same way I do, because of Jesus Christ. Does God have something good in mind for you? Yes, He does. Jesus Christ is God's good news to you. Now it's your turn to say, I believe. The Spirit of God is talking to you and telling you to say right now with all your heart, I believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Mary, announced by the angels, worshipped by the shepherds, and adored by wise men. He took the nature of a servant and was altogether obedient, even to death on a cross, all for me. On the third day He rose from the dead to set me free from the power of sin and the fear of death. I believe in the Holy Spirit of God, that He's calling me today with this great good news of Jesus Christ. I believe in the forgiveness of my sins. I believe in the life that is truly everlasting. By the power of God's Holy Spirit, I will go with Jesus Christ and follow Him as my Lord. It's a great thing to be a son or daughter of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Come into the family and take your place there by faith in Jesus Christ. Accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and follow His leading. With faith in Christ, trust in God, that He is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He is your God. And you belong to Him. He is a Father, and He is almighty. He has power, and He uses it where it counts. With Him, nothing is impossible. He is God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe that. I believe Him. I believe in him, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.